Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 5th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Gemini for kids, AI guidelines, F-Lite model, AI parallels. Gemini for kids. Google is expanding access to its Gemini chatbot, allowing children under the age of 13 to engage with it through Family Link. Previously, this AI tool was only available to those declaring they were 13 or older. Starting from the week beginning May 5th, even younger users with Google accounts will have the opportunity to interact with Gemini. According to a Google spokesperson, the chatbot is governed by stringent safety guidelines to filter out harmful content. Parents will be kept in the loop, receiving an email notification the first time their child uses the chatbot. AI guidelines. The government has rolled out guidelines for the responsible and secure use of AI in federal administration. With the rapid technological advancements and the high interest in safely utilizing generative AI models like ChatGPT, Gemini, or Claude, the Ministry of the Interior has developed and published relevant guidelines. These recommendations aim to guide public sector employees, emphasizing that AI should be aligned with fundamental rights. The guidelines stress respect for personal rights, including the right to informational self-determination, aiming to expand human decision-making spaces. AI technology is to be used fairly and non-discriminatorily, considering various characteristics like gender, sexual orientation, disability, or age. Adapted to their purposes, AI systems should be based on suitable and representative training data. Users are generally subject to the most restrictive data input case. There must be clear responsibilities for AI use following legal frameworks like the AI Act. The technology should be used under appropriate human supervision, assessed on a case-by-case basis. Especially challenging is the requirement to understand and evaluate each result, including all underlying factors, for explainable AI. Implementation could be challenging due to the paper's general demand for responsible tech usage. With a values-based approach, AI benefits should be maximized while minimizing associated risks. Applications should always serve the public good. Authorities are encouraged to use AI where it adds value to tasks. Sustainability is also highlighted. AI systems should be resource efficient and energy saving. During development and procurement, application efficiency can be considered, minimizing energy consumption and material resources for AI's computing power. AI can also be actively used for ecological sustainability purposes. F-Lite model. FreePic has rolled out a new generative AI model named F-Lite, featuring around 10 billion parameters. This model is unique as it's been trained exclusively on commercially licensed images from FreePic's own collection, making it the first publicly available model of this scale focusing solely on safe-for-work content. Developed in collaboration with AI startup Fald AI, its training involved 64 NVIDIA H100 GPUs over 2 months, utilizing a dataset of approximately 80 million images. F-Lite joins other image generators like Adobe and Getty Images, emphasizing legal data use amidst copyright lawsuits faced by others like OpenAI. Available on GitHub, developers can explore and enhance this model, although it requires a GPU with at least 24 GB VRAM. While F-Lite excels in creating compelling illustrations and vector-like compositions, it struggles with photorealistic images and short prompts, being primarily trained on longer descriptive texts. AI parallels. A recent study has delved into the intriguing parallels between the way transformer models process information and human real-time cognition. By systematically analyzing the internal steps of transformer-based language and image models, researchers sought to understand if these models share similarities with human thought processes. The investigation focused on how the probabilities for potential answers shift within an AI model during a forward pass. This shift was then compared with various aspects of human behavior. Across all tasks, process metrics from transformer models significantly enhance the prediction of human behavior data, especially those related to cognitive load or uncertainty. The findings suggest that these models might not only be useful for generating answers, but also hold potential as frameworks for understanding human thinking. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.